You ain't going to believe what I'm preaching this morning. And I know what time it is. And I'll probably two-part this. Amen. Listen, I promise you I'll get you to the buffet after the Methodists are gone. Amen. That, some of y'all looking like that doesn't sound like a good thing. Amen. Joshua chapter number 6. Here's what I want to preach to you just for a minute this morning. Shouting before the victory. Shouting before the victory. We shout a lot around here. And we get criticized for it. And I don't give a rip. Amen. We're going to shout till Jesus comes. Man, churches all over this country will sing when we all get to heaven, and so they'll sing about singing and shouting the victory, but they wouldn't shout for nothing in the world. Amen. But yet they'll go to the Braves game and come home in their horse the next day. Amen. Hey, we ought to give God some glory. In Joshua chapter number 6, we've got the children of Israel. Joshua's leading them across the River Jordan. What a great miracle there. God dries that thing up and they walk across on dry land. And the very first conquest, when they went get to into the promised land, into Canaan, the very first thing they've got to do is go to Jericho, that great walled city. You remember when the spies went over and viewed the land, and they came back and they talked about the great walled city. They're talking about Jericho. And they say that the walls of that city was wide enough, Brother Greg, that they could hold chariot races on top of that wall. Now, brother, that's a wall. It had to be at least as wide, as thick as this building is wide. That was a big old wall. And Joshua goes to the Lord, and the Lord tells Joshua what to do. I hope you know the story. But he tells Joshua to get the priest and the ark and the trumpets of the ram's horn. And he tells them to lead the way and to march around the cities for 7 days, one time a day. And on the seventh day, march around it 7 times. And when you get done marching, blow them trumpets and tell everybody to what? Anybody know? Shout. Amen. And the walls came down. Now, to me, that always sounds like, and that's the way it is with God, it sounds like an impossible task, doesn't it? Yeah. I mean, it's absolutely foolish. They didn't take a single weapon. They're going against the greatest city and probably one of the greatest armies in the land. And God tells them, don't take any weapons of war. Just go march, blow, and shout. That's it. Can you imagine when Joshua gave the orders? I guarantee you that there's a Dalton Thomas in the crowd. That there's probably an Eddie White in the crowd saying, you out of your stinking mind, buddy. I'm taking my shotgun, amen? I'm not going over there and just marching and shouting. What are you talking about? But in verse number 20, look at it right quick, and we'll try and hurry this morning. The Bible said, so the people shouted when the priests blew with the trumpets. And it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a, what kind of shout was it? Y'all tell me. A great shout, that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. They shouted with a great shout. Listen, I'm afraid sometimes we are missing the blessings of God because we don't bless God back. Does that make sense? We've had visitors come in here. It never fails. Sometimes this place looks First Baptist. That's who we bought it from. And people come to town and they fail to see the sign and they think that's where they are. And Brother Tommy gets to shouting or running a lap, and buddy, their eyes will get that big around. That ought to be common. Amen. Isaiah, we'll read it in just a minute. Isaiah said to lift up your voice like a trumpet. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Hey, shouting ought to be a common thing. Now, listen, here's what we do. God answers prayers and we shout about it, and we ought to. But we ought to shout about it before God answers the prayer. God didn't tear the walls down and then they shouted. They shouted and then God gave the victory. I'm just wondering how much more victory we might see if we'd just go ahead and shout about it right now. We sing, we'll sing and shout the victory when we all get to heaven, amen? Hey, we know we're going, so we ought not to wait till we get there. We ought to go ahead and just shout about it right now, amen? People tell me everywhere, especially up north, especially up north. We're just not like y'all. Actually, I was in Pennsylvania. I've told this story 1,000 times, but I was in Pennsylvania. First year we had the tent meeting up there, you remember? And this little gray-haired lady, that's when Laurel Hill, they came over. We kind of did that thing together. And little lady stopped me outside the tent, and she said, "Now, you've got to understand something." She said, "I know you're from the South, and y'all are very emotional, but we're just not like y'all." She said, "So forgive us if we don't carry on like you do." I said, "No problem. Just don't get upset when I do." I got back to my motel that night. Now, I'm in Pittsburgh Steeler country. I got back to the hotel that night and cut on the TV. It was on ESPN Classics, and they were showing a Super Bowl from back in the day with old Terry Bradshaw, and it was snowing snowflakes that big around, and they panned that camera across that crowd. There was grown men half naked with half their bodies painted black, half their bodies painted yellow. I'm talking about acting like a bunch of fools, friend, and waving these yellow towels and screaming bloody murder. I thought, "Oh, Lord, I hope that gray-haired woman's back tomorrow night." And sure enough, she was. She stopped on her way out the tent, and I shook her hand. What she had said to me the night before, she said, "Can I tell you something without offending you?" I hate it when a conversation starts that way. Amen? So she stopped at the tent and shook my hand. I said, "Ma'am, can I tell you something without offending you?" She said, "I guess you owe it to me. I guess I got it coming." And I still had her by the hand. I said, "You lied to me flat-footed last night." Boy, she looked all offended. She said, "What do you mean?" I said, "You told me y'all weren't emotional." She said, "Well, we're not." And I told her about the football game. I couldn't even get through the story. She said, "Oh, but that's football." I looked back at her and I said, "Ma'am, have you seen Terry Bradshaw lately? He's fat and bald-headed and doing Weight Watcher commercials. He's a has-been. All he can do is sit and talk about football now. He can't play anymore. But let me tell you about my Jesus, honey. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's still saving souls. He's still answering prayer. So if you could shout about Bradshaw then, I can shout about Jesus now." Amen. Brother Freddie tells the story, and I stole it, brother. I'm sorry. I've told it all over the country about a preacher who was driving down the road in his pickup truck. And he passed a little black lady with a passel of young'uns following her walking down the road. And the Lord put it on that preacher's heart to stop and give that black lady $50. And the preacher said, "Lord, you know all I got's $50. And he just drove on. And the Holy Ghost just kept on him and kept on him. Finally, he turned around and went back, and he stepped out of the truck and he said, "Ma'am, I don't know why, but the Lord told me to stop and give you $50. He got back in his truck and started to drive off, and he looked in his rearview mirror, and that little lady was jumping down the road hollering, "Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus." And the Holy Ghost spoke to that preacher and said, "If you'd have acted like that when I gave it to you, I'd have let you keep it." Yeah. Amen. I wonder what we're missing this morning, because we won't give God the glory for what he's done, yet instead we'll look at a Brother Tommy Mann who's not ashamed to stand up and shout about it, and we'll look at them like they're crazy, and we'll look at these that gave testimonies this morning like they're out of order. Amen. Hey, something's wrong with us if we don't give God some glory in our lives. There's not a soul in this room that hadn't experienced answered prayer. Every one of us have. This church especially, we've seen miracle after miracle after miracle, and yet we sit there and look like chickens pecking corn, man. It ought to be dangerous in here. I'm serious, a heart attack. It ought to be plumb down. You ought to have to wear a helmet when you come in. I mean, we ought to be off the chain, off the hook. I mean, I'm telling you, it ought to be on like a chicken bone when we come in here, friend. I'm telling you, God's been too good for us to sit tight-lipped. I actually heard a preacher say one time on the radio that shouting was not the will of God. Well, you're an idiot. You're an absolute, you're crippled too high for crutches. Your elevator don't go up all the way up. Your ducks ain't in a row. The bologna fell off your sandwich. Something's wrong with you. You can't read this Bible. 61 times that trumpet's mentioned. 103 times trumpets, plural. Shout 36 times. Cry aloud 7. Cry out 14 times. All through the Bible, shout. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Cry out. Let her rip. Don't say let her rip. That's in my version. Amen. Amen. A trumpet is a bold instrument. Do you know a lot of times when they play a trumpet indoors, they put this stopper in the end of them. It's called a mute to quiet it down. Some of y'all need to take the mutes out of your trumpet. Amen. Some of y'all need to take the mute. Hey, you got a sock stuffed in your trumpet. Amen. Hey, our trumpets are built in. Amen. Hey, the Bible said the righteous are as bold as a lion. And we are lift up our voice and let the world know that God's good and that God answers prayer and that God is still blessing and that God's still on his throne and that God's still at work. Amen. Hey, the kids out there will sing their little hearts out. They'll start singing real low. God's not dead. No, he's alive. God's not dead. No. And they'll get louder and louder and louder and louder and louder till they're no longer singing, they're screaming. You know why those kids will do that and you won't? You're full of pride. I've had people tell me for years, well, I'm just not a shouter. You ought to be. You ought to be. I'd like to have a video camera when you're buying your lottery tickets. And watch you out there on the hood of your car with your quarter. And just be looking when you scratch that thing off and it says 1 million. Remember, you're not a shouter. I don't know who took Ed McMahon's place, but whoever it is, I'd like to be there with a video camera when they come with that big check. The publisher's clearing house. I've been going to win that 100 times. Yeah. Hadn't happened yet. You're a finalist. You're a finalist. I wish it would finally happen. Amen. Y'all would hear me shout from New Georgia. I'm here to tell you. Are you listening? But I'm not going to shout over money and then shut my mouth over things that are eternal. Amen. I'm telling you, we got something to shout about, and we might as well shout before the victory. I'm going to make a proclamation this morning. I'm going to be a psychic. How about that? God will bless tomorrow. How about that? That's a good prediction, ain't it? You know why I can predict that? Because God has already promised that. Hey, God will be with you tomorrow. God will hear your prayers tomorrow. God will answer prayer this week. There'll be prayer requests in the prayer room tonight that God will take care of. He's going to do it, so we ought to just go ahead and shout about it. The walls hadn't fell yet, but they're going to. Amen. Lord's going to pay his church off. Did I tell y'all that?
Amen.
He said, preacher, you've been saying that for 15 years. Uh-huh. He's still going to, too.
Yes, sir.
They've been preaching on the rapture for 2,000 years.
Yeah.
It's still going to happen.
Yes.
Amen. Just as sure as I'm standing here, we have something to shout about.
Amen.
Amen. Isaiah 58 and verse number 1, the Bible said, cry aloud. Man, those two words put together. I mean, just imagine what it would mean to cry aloud. I think it'd be something similar maybe to what Brother Tommy did a while ago. I can see him. I watch him. He's like a pressure cooker. I can see it. I'm like, here it goes. Here you go. Then I just quit watching him, start watching other people. I love freaking people out. Amen. People ought to leave here, especially a lost man, ought to leave here thinking, man, them people are happy.
Yeah.
Hey, that's the name of the place.
Yes, sir.
If we're not going to be happy and we're not going to shout and we're not going to cry aloud, we need to change the name to Dull Valley Baptist Church.
Yes,
Sour Puss Valley Baptist Church.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Hey, in the Bible, people's names said something about their character and who they were. Our name ought to say something about our character and who we are.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You say, you trying to get us to shout? Yeah, you finally getting it.
Amen.
Hey, the Bible said praise is comely.
Yes, sir.
You'll look better.
Amen.
Amen. A smile is a whole lot prettier than old frown and scowl look. I actually watch people sit in church do this. Do you appreciate it when your children do that? I'd rather be back talked than get that. I jack their jaws. I mean, they're grown. They're grown. They're, every one of them grown and married. But I will. Don't you even think about rolling your eyes. It just, there's something inside me when I see that. It just, my hand automatically just, I'm like, oh, I can't slap church members. Amen. How you think God feels? How do you think God feels when he shows up and manifests himself in a service and starts blessing people and starts moving and people are praying and people are getting their hearts right with God? Man, what a testimony, Miss Atkins. That blessed my heart. How dare you roll your eyes? I bet God's in heaven going, mm-hmm. I bet the Father looks at the Son and said, did you see that? Cry aloud. I didn't even finish the verse, did I? I like the next. Cry aloud. Spare not. Now, you got to go to Bible school to get this, but in the Hebrew, that means let her rip, tater, chip. Spare not. In other words, don't hold anything back. I'd say, I keep using Brother Tommy, but I'd say when he is a shouting a while ago, that's about full throttle. Amen. Now, I'm just giving you scripture. This ain't my doctrine. This is Bible. Cry aloud, spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet. We're to shout. We're to sound an alarm. Amen? Amen. We ought to shout because, I'm going to finish this tonight, I think, but we ought to shout simply, number one, because God dominates this earth. Amen. To the natural eye, it would look like Obama's in control. And he thinks he is. Y'all don't pop his bubble. Don't tell him. Somebody's in Washington right now. They just picked up on that. This is live on the radio. So they got them catchphrases. Obama, government. I mean, you mentioned those words. Big brother's listening.
You're right.
You might as well go ahead and let your boss man know he ain't in charge. He just got the office. He's not in charge. Amen. Hey, whoever's in Russia ain't in charge. Whoever's down there in Pakistan, he ain't in charge. Amen. Them ragheads ain't in charge. I'm telling you, God Almighty is still in control. I guarantee you, God's sitting in heaven this morning saying, I got this, I got this, I got this. Right on time, Mr. Obama. Right on time, Pakistan. Right on time, South Korea. Everything's going right along schedule. Oh, global warming, global warming. Right on time. Makes me want to go out and burn a styrofoam cup. How about you? Amen. Amen. Spray some hairspray in the air. My wife has created global warming. It never fails. I walk in the bathroom, walk up behind her, psst, right, I get it every time. Psalms chapter 47 and verse number 1. I like this. And a lot of Baptists have a problem with this. I've heard them preach against it, but here it is. Oh, clap your hands, all you people. Now, I'm not for... I ain't talking about that. I'm not talking about applause. Clap your hands. Make a racket, man. Yeah. Evidently, God likes noise.
Yeah,
evidently, God... Hey, I do too. Sister Stacy asked me this morning, she said, what do you want me to sing? I said, I don't care. Sing Sweet Home Alabama. Brother Freddie will like that. Amen. She knew I was teasing, but when we were teenagers, Brother Stacy riding around in them doodle bugs, man, we ever one had us a... I remember having an 8-track tape player. Anybody remember that? These kids are sitting around going, what's that? Yeah. Amen. What's a record? A record is a real big CD.
Yeah.
Amen. I had an 8-track tape player. Man, we would buy speakers. We'd go and buy the biggest speakers you could buy. Man, we had little Volkswagens. They wasn't that big, and our speakers took up the whole back. And, man, we'd ride around the plaza up there in Dallas, crank it up. Turn it up about warp 9. Amen, Mike, wouldn't we do it? Hey, I like noise too. So do you.
Amen.
Amen. So does God.
Yes, sir.
He even talks about praising Him with cymbals. Man, that's an annoying sound to me. But evidently God likes it. Amen. We ought to praise Him because He dominates the earth. He said, clap your hands, all you people. I like this. The next part says, shout unto God with the voice of a trumpet. Verse number 2 says, for the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He's in control. You know why the sun came up this morning? Do you know why the sun came up this morning? He told it to. Do you know why the moon will shine tonight? Because He'll tell it to. The stars twinkle because He makes them to. The grass grows because He makes it grow. The rain falls. All that rain we've been complaining about. Hey, you're talking about Him. We're complaining about what God's doing. I'm just saying He is in control of all the earth. A man has a will, and God allows man to do stupid stuff. But God's in control. And He's not worried. He's not worried about the economy. He's not worried about the interest rate. He's not even worried about your finances. Amen. He's not worried whether or not you're going to lose your house. Some of the stuff we think God's all interested in, He ain't interested in at all. He could care less, man. All I'm trying to say is He's in control. And we ought to shout about it. Amen. We ought to shout about it. You know what they did when I was watching on the election night? Y'all remember that? I sat up half the night waiting on the results. You see that Democrat Party when them results come in? Did y'all see that? And that bunch went nuts. That liberal crowd. They lost their minds, man, screaming, shouting. Why? Because their guy got the job. How dare us when I don't want to say our guy, but our Lord has the job. He ain't been voted out. Amen. Hey, he's not limited to 4 years. Amen. You can't run him off, and you ain't going to impeach him. Are you listening to me? Our man has the job this morning. And he's doing it well.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I know what time it is. I got to quit. I got about 7 points. Let me again give you one more. We ought to shout because God dominates the earth. But we ought to shout because God despises and dispenses sin.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Isaiah 58 and verse number 1. I already read that, didn't I? I'm going to read it again. Cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression, and the house of Jacob their sin. Do you know why you got saved? Do you understand why you got saved? God showed you your sin. For years, as a boy, I grew up in church all my life until I was 19 years old, and God had never really shown me my sin. I'd heard it preached over and over and over and over. But Mike, that night at Joyce's house on New Year's Eve, you know what the Lord did? He pulled back the curtain and He said, look at that. That's what you are. You're a sinner and you're on your way to hell. You say, man, that's harsh. Yes, it is. But it's just what it took to get me to the grace of God. Amen. I realized I was a sinner. I didn't get saved because I wanted to go to heaven. Heaven was an afterthought. And if you got born again, I guarantee it's the same with you. I got saved because I didn't want to die and go to hell. Amen. I'm glad the Lord forgives our sin. He not only hates our sin, but He forgives that thing that He hates the most. You understand that? The thing God hates the most is what He forgives. Doesn't that amaze you? Man, that blows my mind. I know that's simple. It's so simple you can't get your head around it. The thing God hates the most. God never hated you. God never hated you. I've heard preachers stand in the pulpit and say, God doesn't love sinners. You're stupid. If God didn't love you, man, you'd have never lived to get saved. God does love sinners, but He hates sin. Amen. I think that's one thing that makes our church special. We love sinners.
Amen.
You can't be too wicked for us. We'll take you.
Amen.
Amen. We got a church full of convicts, drug dealers, meth addicts. Y'all pray for that nephew of Jimmy's. That stuff's wicked, man. That's the meanest thing I've ever seen. You might as well drink Drano. It's just going to get the job done a little quicker. Are you listening? Just turn you up a gas can and glug that down and light a match behind it. Same outcome. Just a little bit quicker. But we got meth addicts sitting in this room. So I ain't coming to church with people like that. No, you'd rather go where they just hide it well.
Amen.
Y'all all right? Adulterers. They're all here this morning. And God still loves you. Brother Jason testified about him, and this other brother should have been dead, and they should have. Everywhere I go, people say, Jason Crow really go to your church? Yeah, he really does. Is it true he really preaches? Yep, he really preaches.
Amen.
Well, I remember when he was a drug addict and a drug dealer. I said, yeah, well, he ain't no more. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
That's just living proof that God forgives sin. The thing that I'm going to say it one more time and I'm going to quit. Listen to me. The thing he hates the most is what he forgives. God never hated you. He just hated your sin. And thank God he forgives our sin. Amen. Somebody ought to get that sin taken care of this morning. You came in with it in your heart, but you can leave without it. I told a boy standing in my driveway one day, he may be here this morning, see him. Told a boy standing in my driveway one day, he stood there and he cried. I mean, tears were just hitting the concrete standing in my driveway. And here's what he said to me, Brother Freddie. He said, Brother Eddie, I'm miserable. He said, I don't even want to live. And I picked his head up and I said, look at me. I said, I want you to be real honest and tell me when you was the happiest in your whole life, when you were the happiest. I knew when it was. He stood there for a minute and I said, be honest. He said, when I was in church, when I was living for God, and I was singing in that youth choir, he said, it's the happiest I've ever been in my life.
Amen.
I said, and you're asking me what you should do?
Yeah.
Ain't no drug, ain't no drink, ain't no sin, ain't no pleasure going to bring you joy and bring you happiness. But I'm telling you, the fullness of the Holy Spirit of God will put that joy back in your heart. Hey, you need to come down here and get rid of the junk and just ask God to fill you up again. Amen. We've seen it happen over and over and over. Lauren's daddy walked in here just, two Sundays ago. He's coming back next month. I called him. I said, you're going to have to make another trip, Jack. He said, what for? I said, you're going to come baptize your baby girl. Amen.
Amen.
Ain't that going to be good?
Yeah.
Amen. Hey, we're going to shout that night, ain't we?
Yeah.
It's going to happen, so we ought to just go ahead and shout about it now.
Amen.
Isn't it amazing? And what kills me, there are men and friends of mine who would look at him and say, he's not qualified to preach. Well, neither am I.
Yeah.
Neither are you. Get out of church, backslide on God, buy a bar, get more tattoos. I told him, I said, man, I didn't think there's room to put no more. Have a stroke, get right with God, and God let him get back in the pulpit.
Amen.
You say, I don't think that's right. Well, if you backslide, don't do it. Well, God let him. God forbid me to judge him. Amen. God not only forgives sin, he restores.
Yes, sir.
And I'm not going to preach another point this morning. Somebody ought to get restored this morning.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
I took a Brother Todd, come to the piano if you would. Miss Stacy, have you got a song you can sing, something? No? Brother Todd, maybe you do. Whatever. Several years ago, my son is still mad at me for it today. I bought a 1972 Super Cheyenne short bed, factory air conditioned, four-wheel drive pickup. And it was rough. There wasn't a straight place on it, Brother Greg. And we put that thing in the body shop and we worked and we worked and we worked and we worked. We finally got all the body straight, got the primer on, got her taped up, put that new coat of I forgot the color they called that green, that dark olive green. Got that new paint on that thing, put all the chrome back on it. You know what it looked like? It looked like it did the day it rolled out of the showroom.
Yeah.
And you know what? It was of more value than the day it rolled out of the showroom.
Yeah.
The value didn't go down. It went up.
Yep. Yes.
You know what they call that? Restoration.
Yeah.
Restoration. We if you fool with old cars, you say, I restored it from the ground up. I restored it from the ground. In other words, it's as pretty underneath as it is on top. Hey, I'm telling you, if you'll let God restore you this morning, you'll be as pretty on the inside as you are on the outside. He'll restore you from the ground up. Somebody ought to be making a path out of this altar right now, because God despises and disperses sin. Amen. And He dominates the earth. If you'll come back tonight, we'll talk about how God defends us, how God dwells inside us, how God delivers us. We got a lot to shout about. You say, I ain't got nothing to shout about right now. You can when you leave. Let's stand to our feet this morning. You say, that wasn't a whole lot of preaching. Come back tonight and get the other half. I'm telling you, we got something to shout about this morning. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Ain't nobody looking around. I got a couple of individuals.